Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 4, we'll read verses 10 through 15 together. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me drink, thou wouldest asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come thither to draw. Jesus is always our greatest example. Jesus did not tell us to do something without him doing it first. He wants us to be a witness of the gospel. We call it soul winning. So, Jesus was a soul winner. Jesus not only preached the gospel to great crowds, but he gave the gospel to individuals one by one. The message of the gospel is what gets people saved, not the messenger. The messenger is not the issue. The message is the issue. Now, I personally believe that the messenger can add credibility to the message, but whether the messenger is credible or not, the message is credible. Here in John chapter 4, Jesus is in Samaria, an area and a people that the Jews hated. Jesus was at the well, and a Samaritan woman comes to the well also. And Jesus asked this woman that if she would draw some water for him to drink. And the lady was floored that a Jew would ask an unclean, worthless Samaritan to get him a drink of water. Jesus then gives her the gospel in terms she understands. And he talks about water from a well. Jesus wanted this lady to understand the gospel so that she could get saved. He did not take some holy language to this Samaritan woman and talk way over her head in terms she could not understand. She was not impressed with big words or religiosity or holiness. She just realized that she needed to get saved. Jesus not only preached to huge crowds, but he took time to reach individuals. This is real soul winning. I want to give you three thoughts for today. Number one, Jesus modeled how we are to be a soul winner. Jesus didn't take a survey. He didn't just walk around passing tracts out and putting them on doors. Though I'm for that. I'm not against us getting the gospel out any way we can get it these days. He did not live a lifestyle and people just ran up to him saying, What must I do to be saved? He met people. He related to them so that he could get the gospel to them. I want you to notice something about a word we use, and I think we use it wrongly. The word soul win. When someone gets saved, their spirit is reborn. Their soul is their personality and their intellect. Soul winning is literally meeting people knocking on doors, out and about in public, wherever, striking up a conversation with them, and meeting soul to soul, getting them interested enough in what you have to say to where they will listen to the gospel so that they can be born again. It's not someone's soul that gets saved. It is their spirit that gets saved. Soul winning, therefore, is basically me being able to relate to people and talk to them long enough and relate to them well enough that they'll listen to the gospel. You know, Jesus didn't talk to people like robots. He met a woman at a well and talked to her about water. He met another lady and talked about bread. He talked to some fishermen and talked about fishing. Soul winning is just that. It's kind of like the birth of a child. Every child is birthed virtually the same way. But every child is different, and every birth is different. They go through the same process, but each is individual. Number two, this should encourage you. Not every person that Jesus talked to got saved. You know, in John chapter 3, nowhere does it say that Nicodemus got saved. I'm not saying that he did not. But we don't see anywhere in Scripture saying that he did. Many of the multitudes that heard Jesus preach and heard his presentation of the gospel, all they wanted was a miracle. They didn't want to get saved. Matter of fact, many people got upset with Jesus. If you go to Mark chapter 10 and Luke chapter 10, you find out people were trying to kill him. Eventually, they did. Not everybody that Jesus talked to got saved. Likewise, not everybody you talk to will get saved. I'm going to make a statement. It may make some people angry, but it's scriptural. I am not commanded anywhere in Scripture to have anybody saved. I am commanded to get the gospel to every creature. My responsibility is not how someone responds to the gospel. My responsibility is getting the gospel to them so that they can respond. That ought to encourage us. It's like the mailman. When the mailman delivers the bills, if you don't want to pay the bill, doesn't mean that the mailman has to. Well, when I take the gospel to somebody and they reject it, that's not my fault. That's theirs. That's on them, and God understands that. Number three. Jesus didn't just witness to this one person. Jesus was a personal soul winner. He talked to people individually. Luke chapter 19, he talked to a man that climbed up a tree named Zacchaeus. He said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want to talk to you. I want to go to your house." And he went to his house and won him to Christ and won Zacchaeus' family. In Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43, he led a blind man to Christ. One to one. Luke 7, verses 37 through 50, he talked to a lady and got her saved, a lady with a box of ointment. In Luke chapter 8, 26 through 39, he talked to a demon-possessed maniac in a place called Gadara. In Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34, he talked to a lady with an issue of blood. In Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, he talked to a man who was sick of palsy. You see, not everybody that Jesus talked to got healed, but those who got saved will be in eternity. Jesus did good things to earn credibility so that people would listen to the gospel. That was part of why he performed miracles. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.